This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So who's right, Donald Trump, our president, or the NRA? Yesterday at the White House, there was a, I don't know what to call it, but it was kind of a just opening little dialogue between House and Senate members and the president and vice president on, okay, what do we do? And I love this about Donald Trump. I love this about him. You know, he's tired of them doing what they do and calling press conferences and putting out press releases and nothing getting done, okay? So he's pushing. He's pushing to get something done. And I think in these little sessions where he has a discussion, he did this on immigration too, he's stirring the pot a little bit. He's poking and prodding, and this is very unusual to be out in the open. On the other hand, that's a little bit dangerous because you can hear things that you just say, what the heck is going on there? And there was one of those moments yesterday. I'm going to play a clip for you. You're going to hear the vice president of the United States talk about a law in California on how they deal with concerns over someone that might have a mental health issue but also have guns and how they handle that. And the vice president's laying that out there for the group to talk about. Let's include this in some legislation. And the president says something that there's a fair amount of pushback for. I want your take on what you hear, okay? I will do that in just a moment. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is riding shotgun as always.
Bang.
Hi, Todd. How are you, sir?
Lovely. How are you?
Probably shouldn't say you're riding shotgun when we're talking about guns today.
I was going to say that. It's way too soon for that particular.
Taking away your due process rights to just grab that shotgun from you.
Oh, that's right. We are defending the Second Amendment, so I should be able to ride shotgun. Doggone it. We like the Second Amendment here.
Manny answers your calls when you call us today. So you give Manny a call. Just tell him your name and where you're calling from, and you'll be on the air moments later when you call us at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd or I, too. Who's right, the NRA or President Trump? I want to ask you that question today. Started last night on this and some answers up on Facebook, too. But 258-0550 is the local number. Catherine Burgum, the First Lady of the United States, is back in Washington, D.C. for an opioid conference that the White House is hosting today. She'll join us to preview that event, which is actually this afternoon. Also, Andrew McCarthy will be here. Andy McCarthy is a former federal prosecutor. I consider him a go-to source at National Review on the swamp and how the swamp is working. He is a senior fellow at the National Review Institute, contributing editor of National Review, former federal prosecutor. He broke down in very interesting terms the Schiff memo over the weekend, saying it basically does more to harm than to advance the Democrats' defense of the Obama administration and the use of the FISA process by the FBI and the DOJ. He'll tell us why coming up on the program. And what else are we doing? Senator John Hoeven will be here. I want to talk with him about the gun control push that comes every time one of these tragedies happens. Every time. So we'll talk with about Senator Hoeven about that. Anything else you'd like to ask him, you're welcome to join us. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Okay, so listen to this and tell me your reaction to it, whether we ought to worry about it or not. Again, first, Mike Pence, and then Donald Trump on a proposal from a California bill that might be considered this time around as an answer to what happened in Parkland, Florida. Here we go.
You spoke about this, President. Gun violence restraining orders. And they're called. California actually has a version of this. And I think you, in your meeting with governors earlier this week, individually and And as a group, we spoke about states taking steps, but the focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
of that
individual.
Or might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system, because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
All right. So what do you hear him saying there? What do you hear him saying there? There was more. He went on to say, actually, that Cruz should have had his... That's the first time I think I've said the guy's name. Sorry, the Parkland shooter should have had his guns taken away by police, whether they had the right to or not. I get the president's mad at this guy. I get what he's saying here. And I think it's easy and understandable if you hear that and say, wow, what if that's used against me? When I am not Nicholas Cruz. Trump told one GOP rep there, or a few of them actually, to take the concealed carry measure off the table. This is something with reciprocity that Congress has been pushing for a while. Saw this as an opportunity. Whatever tweaks they do because of Parkland, they'd add that to it. He said, don't do that. Do them separate. That made some folks mad. NRA spokeswoman Jennifer Baker told The Hill, while today's meeting made for great TV, the gun control proposals discussed would make for bad policy that would not keep our children safe. Instead of punishing law-abiding gun owners for the acts of a deranged lunatic, our leaders should pass meaningful reforms that would actually prevent future tragedies. In a longer statement, they argued that common sense gun reforms shift the focus, blame, or burden onto safe, law-abiding gun owners. Doing everything we can as a nation to address the problem of dangerous people committing heinous acts is not inconsistent with the Second Amendment. The systematic failures of government to keep us safe reinforce the need for the Second Amendment. We will continue to support legislative efforts to make our schools and communities safe and oppose gun control schemes that cannot keep us safe and only punish law-abiding Americans. Who's right here? Who is right? Rosa, we go in Beverly. Trump or the NRA? Who's got this one right?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of pulled in the middle. I've got a question, though, that would depend upon the answer to this question as to how I figure right or wrong. If they pass it to where you can't buy a gun until you're 21, what happens to the young people that have, like, say, hunting rifles already at 18, or a military guy or woman coming home from the military that is, you know, under 21, do they have to surrender their weapons, or are they considered illegal in having them, or are they grandfathered?
Yeah, good, all good questions. I don't know that they've sorted all that out yet, but I think it's one of the reasons why it's a stupid idea.
Yeah, because if they grandfather them, well, that doesn't handle the guns in, or the problem of guns in young people's hands. And I'm thinking, because it's a constitutional right, if you're 18 and you're considered an adult and you're able to go to war, then guess what? You're an adult and you're able to have a gun.
Good points, Beverly. Really good points. Appreciate it. Dave in Grand Forks. Who's right?
And it's a difficult answer there, I tell you. I'm a pro-gun person. I don't believe in taking away our rights to have those weapons. I have young people. My kids are 18, 19, 20, 21, I understand it. My daughter she's 19, she has her own M4. So it's a difficult situation. On the other hand, I was a police officer in Los Angeles for a long time, a decade ago, and concerning the taking away of weapons at an incident, you know, out there, he did it. He went to domestic violence, and there was weapons involved, and there was evidence of domestic violence going on. You could actually take those weapons away for a period of time until the court case got settled out. So there is, you know,
You see, that's what I think he's talking about. I think he's just saying, don't let it get caught up in the bureaucracy. One of our texters said, if someone posts they're going to shoot somebody online, they should not have a gun. Trump's point was the need to expedite the process of removing the gun from dangerous people instead of having it go through months and months in court. He wanted ideas on how to do it and have it be constitutional. That's how I perceived it, is what Patrice is saying there online. And I tend to think that he's inartfully expressing what he wants. He's not saying, Dave, I don't think I like you, and I think you might do something bad to somebody, so I'm going to take your gun, and we'll just worry about due process later. I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying credible threat, take the gun, and then go to court, you know, I mean, and expedite it. Don't let it wait a long time. That's what I think he means.
I agree 100%, and it's just getting those weapons and out of the hands during a volatile period of time until things get sorted out and go through due process. But I don't see any problem with that at all, because let's get whatever out of the people's hands so they cool down, so they investigate it fully. But I'm not a real big proponent of going after the masses of law-abiding citizens at 18 years old. Now, there is the problem, though, that you can't buy a handgun until you're 21. So that's a problem still.
Dave, appreciate the call. Thank you. James and Cavalier. Chris on the road when we come back. Mark with a great email. Lots of Facebook comments, too. Stay tuned, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
So one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, and CJ is here. Busy guy getting you back on the road. CJ, what's on your mind today?
Well, it's one of these things that, you know, I want to remind everybody, not even remind it. It's going to be special I'm running for March here. I'm actually doing 10% off all service work across the board. You know, so whether it's head gaskets, injectors, even major overhauls, you know, it's one of those things I'm doing 10% off. So not only are we going to beat your price or anybody else's price out there before the 10% off, but you're going to even save additional money with the 10% off. And, right now our turnaround times are at, you know, are very, very low. A good example is we rolled a truck into the shop here. The truck showed up over the weekend. The Nugent showed up on Tuesday, and this truck is going to roll out of here today with a brand new engine. So between Tuesday and today, it's got a brand new engine. So, you know, if you need something done quickly and done right at, you know, and the service is going to save you money, give us a call. Definitely give us a call.
Simple as a phone call to 701-258-5011. What a deal in March. 10% off all service. That'll prod you to get it done. Get it on the calendar. Get it scheduled. Get it in there. From CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. Check them out at DACDiesel.com or call them 258-5011 for an appointment right now. Sounds great. Good deal. We'll chat with you again soon, CJ. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
Up to Cavalier we go. And James, what's on your mind, James?
Say on the whole due process situation, don't they already do that? Like even in North Dakota, say if you're if there's a domestic dispute or something and they come in, don't they sometimes if someone's going to be charged, they take the guns until the whole thing's resolved?
Yeah, I think also like if somebody was suicidal, right, and they had a gun, you'd bust them for drugs. Yeah, you take it, and then you know there'd have to be. There'd have to be due process. I mean, I think the California law that Pence is describing has been used successfully in cases like this. I mean, to me, this is the kind of conversation we ought to have to say, okay, you know, do we have all the tools we need to deal with a situation like this? If you're this kid's family who 45 times picked up the phone and called 911 because they were worried about what the kid was going to do, 45 times, okay? And of those 45 times, there was never a red flag to say, well, wait a minute. They're worried about him. You know, has he bought guns? Are we doing ball drop after ball drop after ball drop? Okay. FBI gets a tip line, doesn't do anything with it. This is the stuff that in my mind is worth doing, is worth spending some time on to try and get right. So I think, I don't think Trump is saying, screw your due process rights, everybody. We're going to come for your guns and, you know, the people that are quoting Hitler and all this stuff. I mean, come on. I mean, he's not saying we need to disarm people. He's saying keep schools safe. That's what he's saying. That's what this is about.
Another thing with that kid, you know, they were looking for help, and they couldn't find no help. They called the FBI. They called the Sheriff's Department. You know, that's where this country is with religion. Why didn't someone go to a church and tell them, go talk to a pastor, a minister, a priest, and tell them what was going on? And maybe they could have got some help from them, or they could have, you know, coming from a minister, a priest, you know, calling the sheriff's department or something. You know, that's where people are taking the church out of it. I mean, you know, God could have helped a lot in this situation, too.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that, but I do think, you know, you can't lead a horse, you know, I mean, lead a horse to water, can't get him to drink, right? I mean, so you could suggest that. I don't think you're going to ever be able to mandate something like that, but I mean, it certainly would have been a better...
No, I don't mean mandate it. If the family would have, you know, the people that were looking for help, you know, if they would have went to the church, you know, maybe they would have gotten more pull with the church behind them, too.
And yeah, offer as a resource. They got to decide whether to use it or not. I take your point there, for sure. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call. I would also say this. I don't think Trump, he could have said this better. And I don't, if he goes back, I think he wants to say what he said different. Okay, Mike, good idea, but how do we make sure that, you know, the guns are ultimately secure from the individual who's of concern, and we expedite the due process, right? One of the reasons I think presidents don't televise a lot of these conversations. These are meetings that normally happen behind closed doors, so when somebody says, I can't believe it, but Trump said, the heck with due process, you know, some spokesperson comes out and says, no, he didn't. Here's what he meant to say. Now you play the tape and scare some people. And by the way, there's more in that meeting than this. Than the whole due process thing. I mean, he's saying, don't do the, the concealed carry, do that in separate legislation. He's going full steam ahead on, the age deal. So I think there's still some issues here where Trump is losing his way a little bit on these issues. Again, his primary thing that he said over and over, I agree with. Schools should not be gun-free zones. Our kids should not be sitting ducks. Keep the focus right there rather than getting sucked into the swamp would be my advice for him. Chris, on the road, Trump or NRA? Who's right here?
Definitely the NRA. I think Trump was flat out wrong, and I'm pretty disappointed in Trump. I've been a hardcore supporter, but I'm thinking, like you said, I think he could have worded it differently because the way he said it, that's like Obama saying, I have a pen and a phone, and no, that's executive overreach by far. As far as the due process goes, even with restraining orders, you go to court, you have a hearing for that, and if there's substantial proof that you can't have a firearm, it's court order that you forfeit the firearm, therefore it's due process being followed, but at least there's a court proceeding to take place to forfeit your Second Amendment right, and that must be followed at all times because by far it's executive overreach. And as far as the Florida deal, if they, Broward County hadn't been participants in this promise program with the DOJ, it would have been alleviated altogether because he would have been arrested. It would have been on his background check when he was going to buy the guns. He would have been able to get them. So I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
Well, you don't need me to reply, Chris. You said it well. Here's another Chris in Moorhead. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I think the NRA is right on this. I don't like the way Trump said it. There is no such thing as due process after the fact. You can't, like, take somebody's guns and then follow due process after the fact. That's the reason we have due process. It made no sense, and I'm sure he would rather reword it like you said, but it just came out kind of foolish. And I'm a Trump supporter. I'm a gun owner. And as far as protecting kids in the schools, I think all you got to do is get rid of gun-free zones, and the teachers that want to arm themselves will do so, and the kids will be protected. The concealed carriers are some of the most law-abiding people in this entire country.
Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Well said. Mark says, Scott, I do not believe any regulation or law evil. If we believe that there should be no drugs in prison, we focus on guns, and unfortunately we are focusing on schools today. But if you lock down the school and keep the guns out of it, then it's a school bus, high school football game, baseball game. Oh, didn't that happen at a congressional baseball game already? All right. Another texter says, I lost a huge amount of respect for President Trump. That law would be massively abused by leftists, and it trashes due process. I'm backing the NRA. You can't trust D.C., says another caller. Another one says, this is the problem when emotions dictate legislation. And take my weapons before due process takes place, not in this lifetime. This is the reason for the Second Amendment. Of course, take the guns first, but only if there's a violation. With the school shooter, there was recent calls on this person. If it was his first time, okay, but this guy had so many calls to the police about him or his actions and concerns, to me, no-brainer. Police don't give you a free pass on a free pass on the DUI. I agree. The ball was dropped.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The 2017 models must go at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options like 60 months, no interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock Hot Springs Spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water. You're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body is magic. Every day made better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too, and use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Promo code ACE.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Is brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Want to know more about clean, beautiful coal and the history of it in North Dakota? Then I can highly recommend SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the Coalition's website that we talk about, where you can learn a little bit about homegrown energy. That's what they do in the lignite industry, after all, these neighbors of ours. That's homegrown energy they're working on every day. Enhancing, preserving, protecting all of these diverse set of energy resources, including that homegrown coal-based electricity that gives us affordable, reliable energy for families and businesses all throughout Minnesota, North Dakota. And check it out, SecureEnergyFuture.org. It's a great resource, SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, let me get in one more vote on the who's right, Trump or the NRA question. Dave and Minot wanted to weigh in. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I got a couple of things. As far as the Trump and NRA, I tend to agree with the NRA.
You're not alone today, Dave. That's a popular vote. I haven't even gotten to the text, which we will a little later. I'm going to talk with Senator Hoeven about this next hour, too, and get his take on it. So we'll continue that.
I want to say something about the gun laws, too.
Okay, quickly, go ahead.
Yes, you have to be 21 to buy a handgun, but in North Dakota, you only have to be 18 to possess. So by changing the age to 21... basically, you're taking those people out of the background check.
Yeah, interesting. So that you're saying that, I mean, they would do the long gun rule on 21 versus 18, just the way they do the handgun, and it's about purchasing, not possessing.
Correct.
Yeah. Let's just deal with the problem.
Right.
I mean, I'd love somewhere somebody to tell me, okay, when someone uses a gun in the commission of a crime, how often have they legally purchased that gun? I think it's a small percentage of times. They steal them. They get them illegally. So I don't know why we think that a law like that somehow will prevent anything. I'm sorry, what, Dave?
I said they borrow them from their parents.
Yeah. I mean, there's just other ways that they get them. You're exactly right. Appreciate the call. Well said. Well, let's go to the White House, and First Lady Katherine Burgum is going to be there this afternoon for a summit on the opioid crisis, and this on the heels of the governor's gathering, and this issue being front and center. And, of course, we know the First Lady has got a bold recovery reinvented effort underway, so the White House has had her there a number of times to participate in these conferences, and today is another one. So Katherine Burgum is back with us on What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you back. Catherine, how are you?
Hey, Scott. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And thank you again for, helping to continue to, keep the focus on the important issue of addiction. So I'm good. I'm really good. And I'm, grateful to be here and grateful to have the opportunity to participate in you know, a really important conversation about ending the opioid crisis.
So this afternoon, this summit is taking place at the White House, specific on the opioid issue. We've heard a little bit about the fact that there will be a conference. What are you anticipating? What's the primary focus today? What will be happening?
Well, there's, you know, sounds like there's going to maybe be a few different people speaking, maybe a few different panels. There looks like the focus could be on, you know, well, I know the focus is going to be on stigma and, you know, what the White House will be doing to help with that effort. You know, there's going to be discussions about what's happening in the pharmaceutical areas, but, you know, more than anything, it's just really important that, you know, all of these people are getting together to have this conversation. And the new acting director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Jim Carroll, will be participating as well. And I was able to meet him earlier this week. And he's a guy that's really passionate about this topic. And, you know, in a meeting with him, he really wants to help our country make a difference and you know, end the opioid crisis.
Let me talk about two of the things you brought up there. One on the stigma side, as it pertains to the opioid side, what is your low hanging fruit, for lack of a better term, of the, you know, that we need to deal with on stigma? Tell us about what you hope to change there.
Right. Well, you know, stigma is socially constructed and it's based in fear. It usually includes a lot of misinformation and it builds a lot of walls. And one of the best things that we can do, that everybody can do to eliminate the stigma, is to start normalizing the conversation around the chronic brain disease of addiction and talk about it like we do any other chronic disease like diabetes or heart disease. You know, every single person can make a difference just by doing that. You know, for me, I've been in recovery for 16 years and that was probably almost 20 years before I actually reached out for some real help because I was ashamed. So I know from personal experience that stigma prevents people from reaching out for help. So it's a simple, easy thing for everyone to do to just start talking about it. And, you know, I met with a group of business people earlier this week too, and I challenged them to create a culture in their companies that supports people that struggle with addiction, you know, to challenge their employees to talk about addiction, to create opportunities and for people to do that in companies so that, you know, more people that are struggling at work with either people they're taking care of or themselves struggling with addiction, that, you know, they're in a supportive culture that that will help them talk about it. And just, you know, in a culture where people are, I have these coins called Recovery Reinvented on one side, and on the back they say, I will use my voice to eliminate the stigma of addiction. And so I suggested that companies come up with some kind of campaign like that to really start making a difference in the workplace.
Is the stigma issue prevalent with opioids?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, there's a great book out there. If anybody really wants to learn how we got where we are with the opioid crisis, the book is called Dreamland. And, you know, there were many locations and states across our nation that knew this was a crisis in 2003 and 2005. But as hard as they tried, you know, local city officials tried to get parents to talk about their kids that had overdosed, and people just wouldn't do it because of the stigma. And so, you know, so it's just really important that, you know, we focus as much of our efforts as we can on eliminating stigma.
You mentioned pharmaceutical side as well. And this is, in my mind, this may be overly simple, but, you know, I've always connected the fact that, 10 and 20 years ago, a number of these drugs weren't anywhere near as prescribed as they are now, okay? And that if you get a pain medication that is highly addictive, and you have a lot more people that are prescribed those, that there's obviously going to be people that along the way that are going to get addicted to those and can become a problem. And there also is something called pain audits, where medical providers are audited by the federal government to make sure that people aren't reporting higher spikes of pain than is whatever the national norm is. and can get actually, you know, deducts for such things and can, you know, influence their federal funding on reimbursements and whatnot. And so we have this sort of pressure to say, well, let's get them a pain pill. Let's get them a pain pill. And that many more people now are on pain meds. And obviously, percentage wise, you know, a certain a higher percentage of people are ultimately going to be addicted to those. So that, you know, it's sort of like we're causing the problem. I think the medical community has recognized that now and is a lot more careful. But do we have more work to do there, Catherine?
Yeah, probably is more work to do there. You know, back in the early 90s, pain management became the fifth vital sign, basically designated by the Pain Association, the Pain Management Association. And so, you know, that's what started it. And then, you know, pharmaceutical manufacturers produced papers that said that, you know, opioids weren't addictive, which was, you know, really incorrect and based on very little research. So that started it. And you're right. Then our systems supported reimbursement based on satisfaction levels related to pain. And then that just promulgated, you know, much more, you know, docs giving out pain meds, and primary doctors are the doctors that are, they're trained in pain management. And so they're, you know, they're the ones that are trying to help their patients who have legitimate pain issues. You know, not everyone who takes a pain pill becomes addicted. And there are definitely, I believe there are definitely situations, you know, cancer, you know, and, you know, people that are struggling with really devastating diseases where, you know, pain management is really important. But clearly it's important to regulate, you know, in some ways, you know, how the distribution of the pain meds and how many days can be given for prescriptions. I think there's a lot more awareness of that. I think the medical communities are coming together to try to help with some solutions. I know in our state, the governor has pulled together our, you know, the medical associates, the pharmacy, the nursing, the dentist, you know, to try to help come up with some solutions in our state. But definitely, and, you know, I think there's, yeah, so I just think there's work to be done there, but there's definitely some effort being made, and I do think there's a lot more docs that are aware of the situation and trying to make changes.
What message would you most like the fellow participants in this opioid conference at the White House today to hear from you, specific to things you're most proud of what's happening in North Dakota on this front?
Yeah, well, you know, I have this amazing partner and my husband, the governor, and, you know, to create by executive order the Office of Recovery Reinvented is really historic in our state. And the sole purpose of the office really is to eliminate the stigma of addiction in our state and become an advocate for making that happen. And so, you know, we are really focused on that. It, through many different areas, you know, we're going to have another Recovery Reinvented event, which will focus on, you know, most likely on recovery community organizations and creating a structure of those in our state. We'll be partnering very closely with behavioral health. They have so many great programs that they roll out practically every day. In fact, I met someone here in DC who was like, you guys have the most innovative behavioral health team. And I'm like, yeah, we have a team of rock stars. And so we're really lucky to be working with them and really become the marketing and sales team for that, you know, sort of small group of overworked people that don't have enough, you know, time to market the great programs we have. So that's really what we're going to do. And, you know, again, really, create hopefully a grassroots movement across our state where people are just talking about the disease, the chronic brain disease of addiction. And if everybody starts talking about it, it will no longer have stigma. So it's my challenge to everybody to help us make that happen in our state.
It's so real. It really is. And you know what? So many more people have a great deal of comfort and courage because of what you're doing to understand it and to fight and take it on. So keep up the great work. Thanks for the update from the White House today, and we look forward to a great recap later. Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks so much, Scott. Appreciate it. Take care.
Our First Lady, Catherine Burgum, from Washington, D.C. today. More on What's on Your Mind after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi. Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Andy McCarthy, National Review, will join us in a little bit. We're honored that, Rush Limbaugh's program and ours, a couple of shows that he'll do. And he is really a great resource on this Robert Mueller investigation, the Rush investigation, just trying to give you what you need to know on this to follow it. Latest being the Democratic memo, it's called the Schiff memo, is out. What was in that? Was it what they said it would be? He'll tell us. And Senator John Homan at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk about that meeting on gun legislation at the White House yesterday. And so far, our poll on whether the NRA or President Trump is right on what was debated yesterday or discussed or thrown out, tossed in there, is not going well for the president. So we'll talk about that. Right now, Let's shine a little light on liberty, shall we? With our friend Jim, the flagpole guy. Jim, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Better now that I have you on the program here to talk a little bit about liberty and also about those great American-made flags that Jim can sell you. And if you already have a flagpole, Jim should be your source for making sure that flag stays in tip-top shape and following all the codes. But I'd also start planning for those. Hey, it's March today, Jim. You know, it's time to start planning when we're going to get that new flagpole in front of the business or the family farm or the home, whatever it is. Now would be a great time to start, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir, Scott. And it's a good time to throw their name in the hat. I'm pushing for, like, the buddy program. You know, if we can get a couple of flagpoles in every town all around North Dakota, you know, people don't really have a buddy or something that they would like to, you know, go in together with. If they just let me know, what I'm actually doing is I'm working with people singularly and try and pair them up with somebody in the area. And I'd like to just throw my two cents in, seeing how we're a North Dakota flagpole guy and we present freedom. And I'd like us to balance this gun control issue with what our founders said. Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter to James Madison, December 20th, 1787. What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. Basically, keeping the government honest. So we need to balance that with what's going on today. And back to us, and it's 2018, Scott. Last year was a very tumultuous year for me. We started out by saying goodbye to my dad. I destroyed my shoulder in July. Somehow we made it through it, but I'm looking forward to this year. Our lives are stabilized. We've hired a firm to handle our marketing. Our contractor and architect relationships are expanding. My equipment is established, and I'm even contemplating a new puller for my trailer. And, you know, all this is going to make us more effective, economical. I'm bringing the prices down. I want every individual that wants a flagpole to please have a high-end flagpole, one that's installed correctly. And when you allow us to install a flagpole, it's not one that will break easily over time, and it's engineered for the environment. And our flags are reinforced before they fly. Our flag maintenance and retirement services help our customers by flying them longer and retiring them with dignity, Scott.
We've had quite a run of flags being lowered to half staff with everything going on, obviously, in this country. And Billy Graham being the latest example. I think that was by order of Governor Burgum. Previous to that, it was the Florida school shooting, but this happens a lot. And I can tell you, having had Jim and his team replace the flag at our home, that now how much easier that is to do. Just one of the many things that I just sit there and marvel, not only at the beauty of the flag, but just how they set it to the scenery around it, and just do a fabulous job. There ought not be a business in this country that doesn't have a flag flying in front of it. I mean, you're in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Same with your home, same with your farm. Great present maybe for, you know, anniversary present for parents who are celebrating an anniversary that the kids can come together and do. It just makes a lot of sense, and you're just not going to find any finer individual to do it. Jim, his son, his whole team, they do a great job. 701-571-FLAG is the number. 701-571-FLAG. We're online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Anything else you want to tell us? Any other wisdom for us, Jim, today?
Well, there is a presidential proclamation in honor of Billy Graham on Friday by President Trump. And, you know, I just am so honored to have his influence on my life. And what an example of another great American. True light on liberty is knowing that man is fully alive when he's free. And I really appreciate America and all it's done for all of us. And I just, God bless you, Scott, and God bless America.
Same to you, sir. Jim, the flagpole guy, online at ndflagpoleguy.com or call him at 701-571-FLAG. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you soon.
Good day. Thank you.
Same to you. Let me get to some of these texters. How do they think they can take all of his guns away? Instead, he should have been taken away after 45 police calls. If they would have been able to take them away, he would have just gone and bought another one. He should have been locked up after five calls. A lot of ball drops, a lot of errors, a lot of things to fix from the specific situation with the shooter in Parkland, Florida. You're right. Another texter. If they move the age limit to 21, a parent or family member would need to purchase a gun for anyone under that age and give that to them. That'd be what they call a straw purchase, from what I understand, is illegal to do this. If you're old enough to vote, going to the military, you should be old enough to purchase a gun. Well, again, the law right now does not allow it for a handgun. They're just talking about extending it to 21, but it's just about purchase, not about owning. So, that's the deal there. More of this conversation with Senator Hovind coming up in about a half an hour. Stay tuned on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Ottertail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.